Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas at Shaw's ESP meeting, and I'm with Mark Hutto, the CEO of Certified Finishes, and also an advisory member with Shaw on the ESP. Mark, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Glad to see you again out here in Texas. Great weather, and happy to be here.
Yeah, this is not too rough here at the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Right. It's a nice getaway from the bad weather we've had in Atlanta recently. It's sunny and blue skies.
All right, let's catch up. We worked just together at the Fuse meeting. You've been president there for 4 or 5 years, and you stepped down from that, so we didn't do a podcast. And then right after Fuse, Certified Finishes celebrated a 20-year anniversary, right?
Absolutely. We got the whole team together from all three of our locations, all the salespeople, and met down at St. Simon's at the King and Prince, and really had just celebrated the fact we've been in business for 20 years and shared a lot of good information from all divisions and just really had a good time, had a lot of fellowship.
So you're a commercial flooring contractor. You're based in Atlanta, and you have operations in Orlando and Charleston. How's business been?
You know, Kemp, interestingly, 24 was a rebound year for us. We performed much better than we did in 23. Business, although we have a lot of headwinds out there, still looks very positive for 25 and at 26. So we're excited where we're at. It's been choppy out of the gate, for sure, with January and the inclement weather we had in Atlanta market, for sure. But things seem to be rebounding, and we feel good about the entire year.
What happened in 24 to turn it around?
We had some new leadership in both our offices. We had to work through some things in the 23 year. That took place mid-23, and we got some really good positive energy from that. We went into some other sectors. Historically, our big market in Atlanta, per se, was always corporate, but we've moved into some categories we historically haven't been in. Data centers became a big part of our business. Student housing was strong for us. We've shifted with the economy and feel good about where we're at.
All right, as I said, we're at this ESP meeting, which is the Elite Strategic Partners with Shaw Commercial. I say Shaw Commercial because both Shaw Contract and PatCraft are here, and you're on the advisory board. Tell us a little bit about what this is.
Yeah, Kemp, this group was formed back before COVID, actually right when COVID hit, and it took a back seat a little bit. We kind of relaunched it in 22. This is an effort from Shaw to get closer with some of their key customers. I applaud them for taking the initiative to form this group, and they really want to get granular with us to figure out how they can grow their business with us, not just us, but everybody, and really take a deep look inside the dealers and see what we're facing and the challenges, and at the same time, give us an insight on what their plan is. So it's been really good.
You know, those people who know the history of Shaw know that, I mean, Shaw had its own contractor group called Spectra. And so I guess this replaces that, doesn't it?
I think so. It's a little different. I guess they did have probably a little bit more insight when they owned that group. I guess going back several years when they had that. They spent a lot of time with us. We'll have each of their divisional vice presidents will be here. Their senior management will be here. And that's a really unique opportunity for us to spend time with them.
So we're here until Thursday. You said the advisory group meets on the opposite years. What role did you have? Did you select who comes, or did you select the program? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, the program is evolving, as all of our businesses are. When we go back and look where the initial foundation of it was, it did come out of what you were talking about after Diversified took Spectra. We're constantly looking at ways to make our businesses better. Shaw has invested in trying to help us with that. And with the economy moving the way it is, it's more important than ever that we have good communication with them. Listen, also, we get to spend a lot of time with other key dealers across the country. We'll share a lot of thoughts and ideas on what's working, what's not working. It's really a joint effort to make everything better.
So like many of these meetings we go to, the Fuse one we just went to in Orlando a week or so ago, this is an opportunity for you to network with the other commercial contractors that are invited, right?
Yeah, 100%. Although business, per se, we can look at L.A., operates much different than it does in the South. We see trends coming out of L.A., New York that affect us. I think it's good that we can share time together, see what's working for them, and we get to share the same thing. So It's a dynamic time in the business.
The other members of this advisory group, just to run through them real quick, you've got Jim Van Auer, you've got Richard Friedman, you've got Dave Meberg, and Michelle Myers.
Yeah, I think originally, Kent, when they set it up, they wanted different size businesses, from a large scale to medium size businesses. We kind of fit in the medium size that Certified Finishes does. So I think they're taking a good cross section of their customers.
So what's your outlook? You know, obviously the last couple of weeks, we've seen where consumer sentiment's come down. We've seen where these tariffs are on again, off again. Do you think this could continue to be a good year for you?
Well, it's interesting. I was in a meeting last week with a big structural engineering firm out of Atlanta, and really they have many offices out in the South. He was discussing his backlog, told me that four or five projects had been put on hold. So although I feel good about our backlog right now, I'm starting to worry if that'll come true for us as well. So it's an uneasy time. There's no other way to look at it. These tariffs have us all on edge with these contracts many of us are signing around the country where products may not be procured for up to a year, and how we handle that. There'll be a lot of discussion on that. We're looking forward to hearing Shaw's perspective on that, how they can help all of us position so we don't get hurt in those type contracts.
All right, Mark, it's good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Mark Hutto, the CEO of Certified Finishes, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.